talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio, the second hour. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And as always, we're going right back to the front lines of history in the making. And then once again, encourage everybody to download the Devil Radio app, Apple, Google, our website. Take it with you 24/7 for your favorite shows wherever you go. A lot more to talk about today, I'll tell you what. Putin, Biden meeting, Geneva. Try to hash things out. We talked about it a lot in the first hour. I want to get back domestically, however. And Nancy Pelosi did something that is very welcome. Welcome to me. She's announced that the House is going to move forward. It's going to move forward with the January 6th investigation on its own. And here's the sad thing. It passed the House overwhelmingly. 35 House members said, look, we want a bipartisan investigation. In the Senate, something like 7 senators said they would support it, but it takes 10. Manchin, Sinema would not get rid of the filibuster, even on a case-by-case basis. Moscow Mitch, when he was majority leader, said, we're not going to have a filibuster option for Supreme Court appointments. We're not going to have a filibuster option for cabinet appointments by the president, because some of the worst nominees would never have gotten in. So he did it. And for some reason, Manchin is saying, well, we want bipartisan. We won't do it till Moscow Mitch goes along. Are you kidding me? That's servile. That's offering your throat to an enemy's knife. It's wrong. Absolutely wrong. But that's the way it is. So Nancy's going to go forward. Now, if she's smart, and she's very smart, she is going to put Republicans on that. She's going to say to either Kevin McCarthy, designate 5. The problem with that is he could designate Marjorie Taylor Greene, you know, that kind of thing. Or more likely, she'll go to John Katko, the chairman of the committee, the bipartisan committee that proposed it in the first place, and say, you know something, how about you and a couple of the other people from that committee, and then go ahead and do it. And you know something? They are going to have subpoena power, and they will get to the bottom of a lot more things. And Moscow Mitch and Cruz and Hawley and all these guys say, well, it wasn't bipartisan. Yes, it is bipartisan. In the true sense of the word, patriots from the Republican Party sat with patriots from the Democratic Party to get to the bottom of an attack on Congress itself. That's what it is. And that was an attack not just by the executive branch, but by the former executive branch, by Trump, who lost an election, was still in for 14 more days after January 6th. And these people in the Republican Party don't want to investigate it. They say, even though it passed with 35 Republican votes in the House, 7 really in the Senate, but not the extra 3. And therefore, Moscow Mitch will say it's not bipartisan. Give me a break. I think this is exactly the right thing to do. Pelosi did exactly the right thing. We're going to the lines. Mark from the SEC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Well, you brought up a couple of things. Mike Pompeo, correct me if I'm wrong, that wasn't he involved in some, and the Inspector General, was going after him because Mike Pompeo, who is a rich man, who was, taking, federal funds to pay for personal expenses, he and his wife, I mean, the rich never pay for their own stuff is partially what happens here. Is he was getting, that all kinds of, stealing money from the taxpayer, basically. And he's just as corrupt as can be. And I don't know if Trump pardoned him or not, but I mean that, it's, what Biden needs to do is all these people are going to, be called to account. And for the Capitol insurrection thing, that I don't care if it's bipartisan. I, for, at this point in time, that you put those, you grill those people. If there's congressmen who they think were involved in this, you grill them the way Hillary Clinton was grilled over Benghazi, which was, there was not a damn thing she could have done about that once it had happened. I mean, our ambassador over there knew where he was going when he went. He knew that it was a hot spot. He knew it was trouble. He knew he may have been potentially putting his life in danger. And yet the Republicans wanted to grill Hillary Clinton to hurt her politically is the reason they did it. It wasn't to find out any truth or anything like that. Otherwise, if they wanted to find truth or protect our embassies, they would have funded our embassies. I mean, that we, you know, that now it comes time that we have to call all these Republicans out and point them out for the self-serving, in some cases, traitors that they are. And that there's no other way to describe the people. If there was congressmen that had helped in this, that Capitol insurrection, they were traitors, pure and simple. They betrayed their oath to the Constitution. And all those guys insist on bringing God into the equation because God is not part of the official oath. It's just been something added in because that's how people felt like doing it. And call them account. I mean, they need to be, you know, that hopefully God will call them to account, but we need to call them out temporarily here on earth because it's I don't want to wait for God to judge them. We need to judge them and call them out and point them out for that. If they are traitors, we need to point them out for the traitors that they are. If they helped in that insurrection, they are traitors, pure and simple.
Yeah, you nailed a lot of good stuff, but one thing in particular I want to pick up on what you said. It's very, very important. In this commission, this independent investigation, there will be Republicans on it. Remember, 35 House members voted for it. Seven Republicans support it in the Senate. There will be people on there who are Republicans, probably John Katko, the chairman of his committee. And these are good people. So what's going to happen is they're going to have the subpoena power. The first subpoena I would issue would be to Kevin McCarthy. The first I would issue it is to Kevin McCarthy. And the second one is to Lauren Boebert, rifle lady from Rifle, Colorado. Okay. She's the one that said she brought a Glock onto the floor, hidden in her purse, won't go through the metal detector. And now I guess she does because she doesn't want to get fined. And why those two? Kevin McCarthy told another member of Congress, a Republican woman from Washington, state of Washington, that he called Trump the afternoon of the insurrection. And he said, Mr. President, you've got to stop this thing. You know, cops are getting beaten up. Somebody's going to get killed. And Trump said, well, Kevin, apparently they care more about their country than you do. That's what he said. He now weasels. He says, well, that wasn't exactly what he said. He has got to be under oath, sworn to tell the truth, perjury if he lies. Then he's got to be asked, did Trump say that? And if he just says no, did you say that Trump said that to Representative X from Washington? He ought to be careful there, because if he says no, you subpoena her. And she goes on the stand and says, yes, he did say that. She said this publicly. At that point, he's committed a felony. He can go to jail for 5 years for perjury. What he's going to do is avoid the subpoena, bring motions, not show up. It's going to be very hard for him not to show up because he works right near Nancy Pelosi. Was he not going to walk in the not going to walk into the Capitol? Sweat him out, sweat him, pursue it up the chain of commands, pursue it up appellate remedies, whatever he thinks he has. Then you get Lauren Boebert in there. And she is a real piece of work, by the way. I mean, she is a real strange ranger. Okay. You put her on there. You say, Congresswoman Boebert, the day before the Capitol was closed to tours, to visitors. Isn't that right? Well, I don't know. I don't remember. Well, here's a document that says that, and it went to everybody's office. Now, you brought a bunch of people through. I don't remember that. You get a couple of other people who saw them. You put them on. And then you say, okay, you were pointing out the offices of various members of Congress, and it wasn't their ceremonial office. It was their working office that had no signage on it. Isn't that right? Well, I forget. Well, here's where you went and here's the offices. And then the day of, you tweeted out, Nancy Pelosi has left the chambers. Isn't that right? She goes, I forget. And then you introduce the tweet. And then you know, you come out with a finding that she was setting up the murder of her other congressmen, of Democrats. And Nancy Pelosi, why does she tweet out she left the chamber? In other words, don't waste your time looking for her here. Remember that tour I gave? Remember that unmarked office? Remember that, guys? This is bad news. This is bad news. These are enemies of the United States. And that's what it is. And Mark of the Sack is absolutely right. There's got to be this investigation. And unfortunately, yeah, the House is going to have to do it without the Senate. Seven senators said yes, and all the Democrats, 57 people said yes, but not 60, because Moscow Mitch interfered. Moscow Mitch interfered because whatever, trying to suck up the Trump. So now they'll say, oh, it's partisan. Oh, it's partisan. No, it's not partisan. 35 Republicans in the House went along with it. John Katko, the chair of the committee, he's a Republican congressman, a fairly conservative one, got up on the floor and argued and said, come on, there's an attack on our government. We got to get to the bottom of it. He'll serve on the committee. Nancy Pelosi will put 5 Democrats and 5 Republicans. It's plenty bipartisan. These are patriots, all of them patriots. She's not going to put the nuts on there, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and she will subpoena Kevin McCarthy, and they will subpoena Lauren Boebert. We're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
The gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.